You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So what? How do we proceed?
Ah, it's easy. I got this.
I don't know what we can say.
I hope you do. I really do. I sincerely do.
I think you're overreacting.
I don't.
To be honest with you.
I never overreact. I let
you
stuff go.
You always overreact.
I am the most lenient.
You are not the most lenient. There are times when I'm like, I can't believe she dumped us out of that. And then there are things that you let go. I'm like, is she stoned?
You're an overdumper.
Right. I always get asked every day, but like, oh my gosh, Monica, how do you sit there? You let all this stuff go. I'm like, because there's always a way to justify it. If there's always a way to say, well, we could have been saying this, or you know what I mean? There's always a way to explain it.
Okay. Right.
Monica's are like our FCC guard.
The reason we bring it up is because this guy, I think down in the Miami area, decided he gave his girlfriend a wet willy.
Right.
Wet willy is when you take your finger, you put it in your mouth, and you lick it up, and then you put it in their ear, and you give them a wet willy. According to a police report, there was the disturbance call. They broke out. The victim told the officer that she came home from work and her living boyfriend, Joseph, was drunk and lying on the living room floor. When he woke up, the two began to argue and he became rude. That's when the woman decided to leave the home with her daughter and go to another person's home, but her boyfriend tagged along. While there, the victim said that Joseph kept drinking and became more and more belligerent. On their way back in the car, the 47-year-old sales rep began to get grabby with the victim and gave her a wet willy, moistening his finger and sticking it in her ear. Her ear, not her rear. Her ear.
Her ear? Her ear.
So then I just said, you know, so you got the wet willy, right?
Yeah.
And you got the purple nurple, which is also known as...
Ah, yes.
Okay, so the word for boob that starts with a T.
Yeah.
But then you take that word and you put a Y at the end of it. And right. Monica's saying that I can't say... T word twister.
No,
I'm not allowed to say.
Maybe
that.
Maybe it should be a bitty twister, her bitties.
Bitty, but that's no. But we don't say bitties. We say with a T.
I know that, but I'm just saying in place of that, so it's just easier, so we can just talk normal.
Somewhere, John Brennan is saying thank you, Monica. Thank you very much.
Right?
No, he's not.
I know he is.
No, he's not. He's saying thank you because he's finally got a reason to fire you. That's what he's got.
I say it.
Overreacting, damn it.
He is saying thank you for the common
doing
sense.
Your job.
You are great. Creativity stifler.
We have to say bitty twister. That's such a big difference.
So what else you got? So you got, okay, we'll stick with purple nurple.
Right.
All right. So if you got the wet willy, right, that's the finger in the wet finger, the spit finger in the ear.
Right.
The purple nurple is when you grab somebody's nipple and you twist it.
Right.
Also known as the T-word twister. You got the Indian burn, which is if I went up to your forearm and grabbed it and wrung it out like a towel.
Right.
Right?
I remember kids, like one guy would hold someone's arm and the other guy would be twisting it with both hands.
There, if you smack somebody in the forehead, we used to call it a Benny.
What about if you smack someone on the stomach? My brothers used to do that really hard over and over again.
On the stomach?
Yeah, and it would just turn bright red. Yeah.
Oh, like you hold them down and smack? Oh.
Yeah.
God, your brothers suck. They would never heard. Did that have a name?
No, I don't know. He would just hold my little brother down and just, you know, really hard on his belly.
Oh, playing drums on the belly? Like
really fast. And then it would just turn bright red.
We're looking for the stuff with the name. Because if I smacked you on the, if I walked behind you in class and just like smacked you on the back of the neck real hard.
That's a bip.
That was a redneck.
Oh, we called it a bip.
No, it's a redneck.
You got bips.
You got a redneck.
Yeah, well, that's true.
God damn!
Yeah, that's what you got.
Technically, mine's more accurate.
And, of course, the classic nut tap.
Right, but there's a word for that, too. Other than nut tap, there was something else, I think.
Nutty twister?
No, because you're not twisting. That would just be weird.
Other than a nutty twister.
No.
Oh, and then there's the fish hook. Somebody walking down the hall in the middle of the school and someone would get their finger and go,
why would someone do that? No, they didn't.
And they would use their finger and pull and books would go flying because your face just go like this and everything goes. It was the simplest thing. But the fish hook was huge.
Right.
Oh, my. Oh, where'd my. Oh, I did it to myself.
If I step on the back of your shoe, I give you a flat.
Those are the worst. I will take anything, but those stupid, that was the worst.
I do. Wait, you don't like flat tires?
I do it to my kids all the time.
I didn't know it was called flat tire. That's the worst.
Flat tire is harmless.
That's not the worst. Let me give you a, we see you, girls have long hair. I can't give you a redneck. Girls with short hair can get rednecks.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother. I mean, that's more funny. Yeah. All of them are funny except for the
bet?
Shoe.
Oh, rednecks are no good.
You know what it is, too? Anything to do with spit. Because a lot of times spit smells. So if somebody gives you a wet willy, and then all of a sudden a couple minutes later, you're like, and you smell spit. Now
so
it's
gross.
Now, and you know it's in your ear, and there's nothing really much you can do about it. You all right, Brett?
No.
You don't like this one?
Oh, you'll like this one, Brett. My brother used to spit, like take spit from his mouth and like take my little brother and have his arms, you know, held down so he couldn't move. And the spit would, like, drool down, God. But then he would suck it back in at the last minute. Right above his mouth and face. Yeah, it was disgusting. I wanted no part of that.
That's a skill.
That just made me. I remember that. I've done it. It makes me a little nauseous now.
It's really gross.
Dan on line one. What's up, Dan?
I was just bringing up noogies, remember?
Yes. Yes, noogies were great.
That's when I just took a like, I take my knuckle or whatever, and just rub your head with it.
Yeah, on TV
knuckle.
They always did in the head, but... We had him. What did we call him? Had him where the knuckle went right to the chest bone. Oh,
if I took my knuckle
take you down.
And got you on your like by your funny bone area, that was a monkey jumper.
Monkey jumper?
Yeah, I don't know why. That was a monkey jumper.
God, you hit him there and make a monkey jump.
Monkey jumper.
Come on, Monica, that's easy.
God damn.
John is on line three. What do you got, John?
Yeah, when you smack somebody on the stomach, that's the pink belly.
Yeah, the pink belly. Because it would turn red. It really would.
And then when you're behind somebody in line, when you step on the back of their foot, that's you give them a flat after they get you in line.
I know. Yeah, flat.
I didn't know it was called a flat.
Oh, how about when you mailbox somebody?
What's that?
Where a guy's standing there, and someone goes up behind him, and
one goes low.
And then he pushes him over the back.
Yeah.
And it was called mailboxing someone.
That was the best.
I don't know.
I can vividly.
Because of the flag.
I can
flag when the thing mails there and when it's not, maybe.
I can vividly picture myself on my middle school, intermediate school, whatever they want to call it, playground, doing that to people.
Yeah. It used to be like a quick kid would like go, boom, and run right behind somebody when they weren't expecting it. Like you just catch him a corner eye and go running behind him and gets down on all fours and then boom, push him right over. Mailbox.
Can you imagine?
That they yell.
I wonder if they do that stuff now. I hope so.
Kenny's on.
You're a bully. You can't go mailboxing anybody. Why are you always mailboxing Billy?
What do you got, buddy?
We used to have two of them, mostly in high school and middle school, where you're standing by your locker with people and you line your leg up just behind there so you could drop your knee into their back of their leg and they would collapse.
Kenny, what is that called?
I don't remember what it was called. We used to call it just drop you, you know, to your knees. I don't know what name it had. The other most favorite one I had is catching somebody from behind when they're in stride and you swing out and catch their leg. You get what you chip them up from behind.
Right, they go flying forward.
if you can survive one of those, you had skill.
Yeah,
but you got to lift the leg up as it comes off the ground, right?
It's so funny when you do it on concrete and they lose their teeth.
You made sure your buddies never got behind you, and by the time you caught them, it was too late. They were getting ready to take you out. You know,
that's right. Thank you, Kenny.
Anyways,
thank you, buddy. Jim is online too. Jim, you got one we haven't talked about?
Yeah, I got two of them, and they're the best. The first one is the Irish toothache. It's where you take your index finger and you fold it, and then you take the sharp point of that and you drill it right into the muscle, right where the jawbone connects. It's an Irish toothache.
What is that?
That's an Irish toothache. I told you.
What?
And the next one is a horse bite, and that's where you take your index finger and your middle finger and you grab the back fat of somebody's arm and you pinch it, and then you take your thumb and you press against that and you twist that. You push that, you pinch that as you're twisting it, and you pop it back real hard.
See, we used to call it a shark bite. There was a shark bite and a guppy. Back here was a shark bite, and then the inside of the leg, I think, was a guppy.
Listen, y'all need to give each other Irish toothpicks right now just to see what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
If you got somebody
in a car, punch them in that spot. Let me hear what it sounds like.
All right, got it.
I want to hear him scream.
I don't have anybody in my car. I just have to hit
him. Oh, all right.
Then just go get a stranger. Hurry up.
Yeah. Do it to the guy next to you at the light.
Find somebody at a bus stop.
What do you do? So why do they all have names? So, like, would you go do that and then say shark bite and then run? And
shark bite, guppy. Because when they react to the shark bite, that's when you hit him with the guppy.
Oh, my God. It's just dangerous walking anywhere near you at all. Yeah. At all times.
There's so many things.
Not so much now.
Right.
Just to my kids.
Oh, I'm sure they love it.
David's on line six. What do you got, David?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks, man. Did you guys ever do the dyno?
Mm-mm.
Well, down here in Florida, we have a bunch of lizards. Oh, they're all over the place. And then when we go to PE or go to a track or anything like that, we'll go around and we'll catch one. You make it real mad where it opens its mouth, and you go behind somebody you don't like, and you attach it to their ear, and they clamp down on your ear, and they don't let go.
No. No.
That is messed up. He gave him a dino.
It was a dino.
It's a goddamn dino in my ear.
We got a bunch of them down here, don't we, Larry?
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
There's a dino. There's a T-Rex on my ear.
David, that's a good one. Oh, that's good. And Tara on line two. Go ahead, Tara.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
So listen, I don't know if it was mentioned or not because I just turned you on in the car. What about a whale bite? Like,
what's
I'll be on the couch minding my own business. My boyfriend will come over, and he'll clamp his thumb and his fingers right above my knee on the lower part of where my thigh is, and he'll squeeze, and it's, like, excruciating.
On the inside of your thigh?
No, the top. We're
top.
Right above your kneecap.
Yeah.
On the bottom part of your, right in that soft, like, almost on
that
the side
right
where
there?
The kneecap is.
Heck.
You want to make it so that never happens again?
Dude, he just does it to mess with me. I could just mind my own business, and all of a sudden he'll pounce on me and do the whale bite. It hurts so bad.
Tara, listen to me.
Leave him in the balls.
Listen to me. Exactly. Just hit him right in the nuts. He'll stop.
That's what Monica would do. So that's what I started doing.
That's
just
it.
The next
Tara, the next time he does that, give it a little. Once you recuperate.
Mm.
Let him walk by and just whack him in the nuts as he's walking past. Back of your hand.
And I'm fair skinned, so you see the red marks on either side above my kneecap, and they last for a minute or two. I'm telling you, it hurts so
minute
bad.
Or two.
Well, when you hit him in the nuts, you'll see his tonsils on the floor. Trust
yeah,
me.
Fall right off the couch.
I got your back.
Good job, Tara.
On this one.
Thanks, JP. Monica, we love you over here in Tampa.
Thank you, Tara. I love you back.
Whale
bite,
Kyle's
shark bite, whatever it was, it sounds painful. I don't ever want it to happen to me, ever.
Go ahead, Kyle. Finish us up. What do you got?
I know y'all mentioned the fish hook earlier, but have y'all ever heard of the rusty fish hook?
Why is it rusty?
I was on my way to wrestling camp one year from Florida to North Carolina.
Oh, no.
And... one of the kids did it to our wrestling coach, and what he did was basically the fish hook, but he took his fingers and rubbed it on his BH, and then he stuck them in his mouth and pulled them around.
No, no.
Oh, no.
No. No. No.
You wrestlers are all really twisted.
Right.
Stop it.
Oh, that's horrible. All right, Kyle.
All right,
thanks
guys,
for never calling again.
Yeah.
This is wrong. What is wrong with you guys? What is wrong? Girls don't do that. What is wrong with you guys?
Oh, I'm sure girl wrestlers do the rusty fish hook.
Girls just emotionally torture each other.
Yeah, that's right.
That's we just do things for giggles. Like,
right.
Unless somebody's hanging from a ceiling fan, you women aren't happy.
Yeah, you're a little right on that one.
Yeah, I know I am.
Well, that was fun. Wow, there's a lot. There's so many. I didn't know there were that many. He's only 6'7", I believe. But
I feel like we should bring him
17.
Back. It's our job.
That's right.
Bring him back around
bring
the
back
office.
Bring back the pink bellies.
Which one, though? Not the rusty fish hook.
The White Willie. It's always a winner.
You can't do any of this stuff in the office anymore.
White Willie.
It's all going to be an HR issue.
I'm down
so
for a good redneck or a whale bite.
No, those can hurt. The Wet Willie is painless. That's why you can
just
probably
gross.
Get away with it. And when they go to HR, the HR person is going to be like, you really coming to me for a wet willy? Really? Suck it up, buttercup. Get back to work.
They'll laugh and go, I used to do those in school.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.